What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we jump into today's episode about surrender, I want to share something with you. As many of you know, I had a lot of trouble sleeping for a period of time. In that postpartum period, I really suffered. And in that time, as I started to get my sleep back and get myself back to a safer baseline, I became truly obsessed with sleep hygiene. And one of the key ingredients to getting that amazing sleep at night was CBD and CBD gummies from Next Evo Naturals. Well, you might be thinking, well, you know, you're sober. Can you take CBD? CBD is a non-psychoactive compound that does not cause the sensation of getting high that is often associated with cannabis. And Next Evo Naturals is hands down the best CBD brand I've ever tried for sleeping. And it just helps me relax my body and go right to sleep. Next Evo Naturals developed smart sorb technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD four times better than regular CBD oil. I found that when I added this sleep support CBD gummies into my sleep routine, my night was such a beautiful sleep, restful, relaxed, unless my son woke me up. I also take their stress CBD complex whenever I feel stress. I feel so much better. Get to the root of stress with the stress CBD complex from Next Evo Naturals. For up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more, use promo code Gabby at nextevo.com. That's NEXTEVO.com. Promo code Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. This show is super interesting. Something happened in the studio that really surprised me. I started a show with a topic that was different than the topic that this is. But the topic that came out of this show was exactly what it was meant to be. The topic came from the guests. The topic about surrendering to flexibility and stability. So many of us have these desires that we hold on to so tightly that we start to manic manifest them. We try to force them into being, or we try to do them the way that we think we should be doing them. But the secret to manifesting is to forget what you think you need and to really surrender to what's possible. And when we become willing to be a little bit more flexible and a little bit more open to creative possibilities, a little bit more relaxed in our desires, we start to attract exactly what we need rather than what we think we need. When we stop thinking we need it to be this way, we allow it to be how it is meant to be. So if you're holding on to something and controlling some kind of outcome or trying to force something to be in your life or trying to judge yourself for not being where you think you should be, then this episode is for you. This is an episode on totally transforming the way that you show up in the world, the way that you show up for your desires, to move from the need to control and force and into the energy of flexibility. Flexibility about what it is that you're attracting and flexibility about the ways that it might come into your life. This is a major episode. I am so thrilled that this is what happened. This was a happy accident today. And I'm so psyched to share it with you. Enjoy this episode and all the beautiful guests that came through. And let this episode show you what's possible when it comes to letting go of what we think we need and opening up to being flexible, flexible with the universe. Enjoy the show. Let's bring in our first guest.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. It's so nice to see you.
Well, thank you for having me on. I've been doing a lot of manifesting the past 2 months, and I tried to do the manifestation challenge last year, but I couldn't complete it. But now I'm into it full force. Congratulations on your sobriety. I'm also 7 years sober, and
congratulations.
I choose every day to be sober. It has given me a wonderful family. I've a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. I have a great life, but right now we're struggling. We're following a dream to move, and everything had fallen into our lap. It was meant to be, but now we're at the last stepping stone of actually selling our house. We had a buyer. They backed out. It didn't feel right. We forced it. So we're trying to wait it out, and it's really, really hard to let go of that control. I think because we have control of everything, this is the one thing I don't have control over.
Well, I'm going to return to your sober foundation and teach from there. So just getting sober doesn't mean that shit doesn't happen in your life. But one of my favorite lines from the 12-step community is that we have the ability to intuitively know, I'm gabifying this, but we intuitively know how to show up for things that used to baffle us. The intuitive nature that we start to attune to when we're clean and sober, that's actually one of the greatest gifts of sobriety, is being able to listen to that intuition and to have a spiritual connection. And whether you follow a 12-step path or not, I think that getting sober is a spiritual experience because you're releasing all of the substances and blocks to the presence of your connection to yourself with a capital S, the connection to your higher self, the God within you. And what you just said was so interesting. You said, I can control everything, but I can't control this. Well, what makes you think that you can control everything?
Well, preparing, planning, just trying to do everything I can to make a decision.
Right. But when we make plans, God laughs. So the fact that there has been some things that have felt more in your control, okay, that's wonderful. But my hope is that the control wouldn't be what you'd be relying on, but the surrender and the faith the small right actions. And this is something I share a lot in my show and on stages. One of the best pieces of advice that I received when I was first getting sober, I saw this guy who had it all. He had 10 years of sobriety, had a huge career, he had a great apartment, lots of friends, all the things that I was looking forward to having at my 25 years young, looking at this guy in his life. And I said, Joel, how'd you get there? And he said to me, lots of little right actions. So I want to remind you that you can't control selling the house. The one thing you can control is how much faith you lean into.
Right.
What you can control is how much you're willing to surrender. What you can control is the small right actions that you take daily. Mm-hmm. A small right action could be that you're at pickup, dropping off your kid, and you start randomly talking about, I'm trying to sell my house. If you know of anybody, let me know. Or a small right action could be putting it out on your social media. Or a small right action could be sharing it with a friend that might know a realtor. When you're in fear, you are back in the root cause of why you used in the first place. And you're looking and you're grasping for straws and you're trying to control, which is why we used in the first place, because we didn't want to feel that fear. So my prayer for you right now is to get back into that foundation of your sobriety, which is the surrender. Remember when you were first getting sober, right? You didn't know how you were going to pay your bills probably, right? I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. I didn't know how I was going to get out of bed in the morning. I didn't know what was going to happen next. But I knew that I had to stay clean. I had to stay surrendered. I had to stay connected to a higher power of my own understanding. they say in 12-step, keep it simple, stupid, right? So giving yourself that simplicity and that grace of that simplicity right now. Look, yes, it's difficult to not know how to get things done, but maybe God's trying to show you something else. This is a great rental market. Maybe this becomes a really abundant rental property. I'm just saying. So when we stay open to creative possibilities, when we stay in alignment with the higher power of our own understanding, that's when the intuitive ideas can come to us. And the issues that once baffled us now have intuitive direction. And you have the clarity, you have the sobriety, you have the 7 years of foundation. Of course, you're going to fall into fear when things are not steady. Of course, you're human. But get back to basics. Keep it simple. Say your prayers. Do you have a prayer practice?
I'm trying to.
All right. Well, let's keep it simple. Every morning, wake up and say, God, universe, whoever you talk to, I surrender the sale of this house to you. Show me what to do.
Okay. That's very simple. The hardest part for me is the surrendering, and I'm doing my best to surrender. And I keep telling myself that I'm surrendering, 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 but I don't feel 100% surrendered.
Do you have The Universe Has Your Back, my book? Transform
Fear
to Faith. I am sending it to you today, my love. Okay. I want to send you The Universe Has Your Back immediately. There's a whole chapter called If You Think You've Surrendered, Surrender More. And that book is about transforming fear into faith. And in fact, in that book, I talk about how I manifested my home. And in this case, you will manifest selling your home. So let's get that book going ASAP. That's the path to surrender. The number one manifesting tip is to let go.
Right, right. I know.
Forget what you think you need. And I actually want to say to you, Michelle, when you let go, what you need will be presented to you in a form that might be far greater and far different than what you thought you needed.
Right.
You got me, baby?
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Stay in that surrendered place. Say that prayer all day long.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take a quick moment to take a break for one of our sponsors. While I'm reading this ad, I want you to just do a simple breath exercise. Breathe in through your nose and hold your breath for 5 seconds. Then exhale through your mouth. Take another deep breath in and hold. And on the exhale, release. Keep up this cycle of breath as I tell you about how proud I am to be a sponsor with Calm. Those seconds of breath are a meditation. And Calm is the number one mental wellness app delivering meditations to you every moment of the day. Guided meditations, daily movement sessions, and even imaginative sleep stories. I love knowing that throughout the day I can open Calm, find a beautiful meditation to soothe my system, and just relax. And you know, as a listener of Dear Gabby, that I always come back to meditation as the staple, steady force of energy, of releasing, of replenishing we all need to return to. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Dear Gabby. Go to calm.com/Dear Gabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby. This episode's all about surrender, and that's why Chime is the perfect sponsor for the show. We all know money can't buy happiness, but not worrying about money comes close. That's where Chime can help you smile more. They were just named the number one most loved banking app. Chime is on a mission to change the way people feel about banking with payday up to 2 days earlier and fee-free overdrafts up to 200. Chime offers financial peace of mind in your wallet. And all of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. One of the biggest issues I notice that comes up for people on Dear Gabby is financial insecurity. And sometimes when we feel so flooded with financial insecurity, we actually kind of ignore our finances. Therefore, I want to offer you a way to feel less stressed and more informed about what's happening in your bank account. Creating peace in your finances is actually easier than you think with Chime. See for yourself why Chime is so loved at chime.com/Gabby. That's Chime.com/Gabby. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA members, FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See Chime.com/SpotMe. Chime was the 2021 number one most downloadable banking app in the U.S. according to Appitopia. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So I was just at a wedding this weekend, and weddings, as I'm sure you know, can bring up a lot of emotions, especially if you're single. But also they can be places where you tend to be drinking more than you would on a regular weekend.
Yeah.
I kind of woke up this morning and was like, God, I think I just need to, at the very least, take a long break from drinking. I've thought this before.
Okay.
And I've never really followed through with it. And I'm 37. I'm about to be 38 in November. And I guess in two big areas of my life, I feel very behind. And so the first one, as I just mentioned, is the relationship. I really want kids. I've frozen my eggs, so I'm taking steps to...
Great. Wonderful. Good for you. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you. And then the other area is my career, which has always been very, very important to me. I work in film and TV. I was a development executive. I got laid off during COVID and have since gone out on my own to be a producer. And so I just feel this constant sense that I'm behind, and I'm a miracle member of yours. I read your books. I listen to your podcasts. I'm going to do the relationship challenge. And I just don't know how to feel more at peace with where I am. And then I'm also doing the vision boards and trying to manifest and all that.
So first of all, I sense so much emotion behind this, and I want to just send you so much compassion and love and congratulate you, because you're not out destroying your life, right? You're in the miracle membership. You're going to take the relationship challenge. You're showing up. And I want to tell you, of course, keep showing up, but settle a bit. When I say settle, settle your nervous system, relax your mind. I'm hearing a bit of manic manifesting, right? I've got the vision boards. I'm in the membership. I'm doing, doing, doing. But to be a magnet for what we desire, we have to just be in the presence of being rather than doing. And so all the doing that you're doing is beautiful doing. So I want to congratulate you. You're on the right path. But to almost take it back 10 notches, right? So let's say you do the relationship challenge, and that's the only thing you focus on for the next 14 days. And you're a miracle member, so you'll have access to that, right? So you're just going to stay in there and commit to it. And you're a miracle member. You're going to have access to the manifesting challenge. So follow my guidance. Then you can take your hands off the wheel, because sometimes we're guided to those teachers or to those apps or to those people that are actually going to just show us what to do, right? So just, okay, Gabby's going to show me what to do. So then you can relax and just follow the guidance, but then take your hands off the wheel. The next thing I want to say to you is that you started this conversation with a little bit of sober curiosity. And I'm not suggesting that you stop drinking, but what I will say is that there are seasons in our life where we become abstinent from substances or addictive things because we want to clean our energy field. And so what you're attracting into your life is just your own energy. So you're the partner that you're attracting, your partner is waiting for you. Your future partner is getting ready for you while you get ready to receive them. And so putting yourself in that energy of, I'm going to clean up my drinking. I'm going to get really grounded. I'm going to stay committed to my miracle membership, really gently clearing that energetic space. Because when we're drunk or when we're hungover, we are definitely not a magnet for what we desire. And that's fine once in a while. But the question I have for you is, does it feel like it's becoming a crutch? Does it feel like it's unmanageable?
So it doesn't feel like it's becoming a clutch, but I guess also like when you get to a certain age, the hangovers can just be days long.
Okay. So I want to just point out that's unmanageable, right? So the definition of addiction is, are you powerless over the substance and has your life become unmanageable? I'm not in any way suggesting that you're an addict. I'm not at all. But I'm just pointing out that there can be addicts that are blown out and their lives are destroyed. And then there can just be addictive parts of us that are showing up at a time when we're feeling like we want more or we're behind or whatever the storyline is, right?
Totally. I guess because I feel such a sense of urgency in both those departments, especially the relationship, just because of the kid piece, I'm just thinking maybe I just need to go a step further so that I don't know if it's about focus or what, but it sometimes feels like it's slowing me down a little bit.
100%. So if I were in your shoes now and I were able to casually drink and I was single, but I wanted to manifest my partner and I wanted to manifest the next phase of my career, I absolutely would clean up my world, even if it was just temporarily. So I would either be abstinent for a period of time just to get the pattern out of my system, which could also go hand in hand with exercise and eating well, and all that is all going to help support you in the pursuit of attracting what you want.
Yeah, it's just gotten to the point where I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I'm not where I want career-wise and I'm not where I am relationship-wise.
So here's my adjustment for you, okay?
Yeah.
Let's stop focusing on what you're doing wrong. Let's take the focus off of being behind. Let's focus on what's really thriving in your life right now.
Yeah.
You've frozen your eggs. Congratulations. Major. Take the baby stuff off the table. Just relax that. Okay. You have the ability to say, you know what? I can control. I have the wisdom to know the difference, what I can and can't control. And what I can control is if I'm going to drink right now. And I can clean that up. And when I clean that up, I'm going to clean up my energy. I'm going to clean up my awareness. I'm going to clean up my mood. I'm going to give myself more opportunities to meet someone when I'm in a better space than when I'm hungover. Same goes for your career. You do have the powerful presence of understanding a spiritual connection. You do have the resources and the tools in front of you that you are using, and you have the willingness to grow. So I want you to every single day until January 1st, this is your homework.
I'm writing this down.
Every single day, I want you, my love, to write a list of what you do have and how ahead you are. And whenever you notice that you want to be like, I'm behind or I don't have, what am I doing wrong? I want you to reference that list of what you're doing right.
Right.
Our whole conversation has been very focused on behind, what am I doing wrong? And that's understandable, babe. I got you. But if we're going to change our patterns, and by the way, fear and worry and uncertainty is another form of addiction. So I almost want you to become abstinent from that storyline.
Okay. I mean, even just some things you said right now, taking the baby thing off the table, like even that was just like great.
Focus on your health and well-being. Focus on your vitality. Focus on your energy. Focus on your grace. Focus on your positive vibration. And by no means am I suggesting that you override your feelings. If you need a big cry, you need whatever, go and do those meditations, do those practices. Give yourself that wisdom and that courage and that acceptance to just take these steps forward, to really own what's possible.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was very helpful. You are such a blessing in my life. So thank you.
I'm so glad that I could give you a Gabby motivational talk right here, right now. It's really beautiful because there's a lot of people out there that are like, I'm not an addict, but I'm actually sober curious. And what does that mean to them, right? It's like, well, I don't really want to feel hungover in my late 30s. And I really want to manifest more into my life. And I want to have a better attitude or whatever the storyline is. Okay, so you're sober curious. Great.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep me posted. I want to take a quick break for one of our sponsors that I know my listeners are going to love, love, love. You all want sexy kitchenware. I know there's a lot of chefs out there. You all want beautiful looking cookware, those of you who cook. But I know my peeps are out there Instagramming their food, sharing what they're making, and you want pretty cookware. That's just what you want. I know I want that. But you also don't want it to be toxic. And so I've been on the hunt for gorgeous, non-toxic cookware. Enter Caraway. I love Caraway's products because they're non-toxic cookware and bakeware. So you know you can feel good about cooking with them. You're not going to be worried about what's coming off the pan. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home, and they feature chemical-free ceramic coating so food can be prepared with peace. And the best part is they're gorgeous. Like when I say gorgeous, 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 the colors are soothing. They're beautifully designed. This product is entering into my kitchen with this pristine space I've created for it because it's absolutely gorgeous. Caraway Cyber Season event is almost here. For the first time ever, you can save Caraway's food storage, tea kettle, and mini cookware. Visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware. This deal won't last long, so visit carawayhome.com to shop all their incredible products for 20% off this holiday season. Caraway. Fun Gabby fact. I'm a car girl. Never, never, ever in my life did I think this would happen to me, but being married to a man who loves cars, I kind of got into it. I really did. And I am so psyched that our sponsor today is Lexus RX. The Lexus RX is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time and the best-selling luxury vehicle every year since it was first introduced. But Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line. They've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model year 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together. Like it includes the first ever 500HF sport performance hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. This car is intelligent, it's sexy, it's working for you, my friends. There's this trustworthy feature called intelligent assistant integration. And it's really, really helpful for you to just stay off your phone when you're driving. And the feature allows you to just speak into it, tell you what it needs, and it will take care of you. Just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, my goodness. This is my first time, and I just thought I would raise my hand.
And you got in. Welcome.
And I got in. I quit my job of 16 years back in February to follow my passion to be a full-time tarot reader and teacher and EFT practitioner. And in those moments, I felt really good about my decision. And now I'm like, what the heck did I do?
Okay.
I blew up my life. Like, what the heck did I do? But at the same time, I have evidence that it was the right decision because I got a book contract from that. My first book comes out in 2 months.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
So what is the story? Why do you feel like you've blown up your life?
Because I am trying to recreate that structure in my own life. And I'm realizing that I'm building a cage for myself.
Being an entrepreneur?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of different paths to entrepreneurship. And my advice always is to stay open to creative possibilities and, of course, surrender. There's this idea that we have to do it one way, that I have to quit everything, drop everything, and just fly into my entrepreneurial ventures. And that can be really alarming to your nervous system. That can be really alarming to your ego because the fear voice will come in and say, oh, but we don't have enough money or we can't pay the bills and I'm not meant to be an entrepreneur, dot, dot, dot. So there's a real power in staying flexible. And I love the word flexible. Flexibility and stability. That's what I have always wanted in my life. Flexibility and stability. When I was first starting out, that flexibility and stability and that desire really were probably the driving force for what allowed me to step into who I am and what I'm doing today. Because I was flexible enough to be able to have a day job and then have this amazing passion that I had for the work I was doing to bring forth at night, on weekends, whenever I could. I was flexible in the sense that the day job for me was a freelance job. I was doing PR, so I could titrate it down slowly and at a pace that felt safe financially. And the stability that that offered me allowed me the ability to take risks, That stability offered me the ability to feel free in my commitment to the work I was doing and to feel grounded. So my suggestion is be open to creative possibilities for other forms of revenue, whether it be freelance or even full-time for a period, so that you don't make your passion work fear-driven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's just nothing wrong with that. I would highly recommend something part-time if it's possible, because the part-time gives you the space to use the other time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do believe that you're seeing the results right here, right now. You've got the book deal. But is it all going to explode overnight? No, and it shouldn't, right? Because if it all explodes overnight, we are not actually a container with which can hold that magnitude that quickly. And I think anyone who's had overnight success, like celebrities or people that are found on TikTok or whatever, they often can crash and burn because it's too much too fast. So don't underestimate the power of the slow and steady build. And I'm going to empower you to use the words flexibility and stability and start to just say to yourself, I am manifesting flexibility and stability in my career.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just hold on to that.
Yeah. I mean, I made that decision knowing that my full-time job is taking over my entire life. So I like that idea of flexibility.
Flexibility. It's not that job. Definitely not that job.
No, no.
You had to get out of that job. You had to get out of that job. And now you can start to attract flexibility and stability.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Excellent work, my love. Excellent work. Thank you. We all have these things in our life that we want to control. And we think that they have to be one way. But what if we stayed open to a different perspective? What if we allowed ourselves to see through the lens of what's possible rather than what should be? What if we were open to being more flexible with the ways that we pursued our goals? And what if our primary intention was to receive that sense of flexibility and stability in our life? When we become flexible with our goals, we actually allow the universe to step in. We allow the universe to give us clear direction. We allow the universe to show up for our dreams. And so I welcome you to consider what came up on this show and use this mantra this week. I welcome flexibility and stability into every area of my life. Thank you for joining me on today's show. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.